Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being on the right track, being on track with God, knowing Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. And the path that we follow, the track that we're on, which leads to eternal life with God, is marked by a variety of characteristics laid out for us in God's Word. And when we understand and follow the instructions of God's Word, we live with a freedom that nothing else can give. So today we're going to talk and pray about being on track in freedom. The psalmist says in Psalm 119, verse 32, I run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free. I suspect for most of us, we don't often think of freedom and commands going together. In fact, we typically think of laws and commands and such things as that as restricting. All the thou shalt nots, and whether it's the thou shalt nots of the Ten Commandments of God's Word, or whether it's the thou shalt not drive faster than whatever's posted, or we tend to think of law, of command, as don't do these things. Years ago, it's kind of, the years keep adding up, but back when I was directly involved in children's ministry, come across a study that found that if children at school were sent out to the playground, there's a huge difference in how they acted depending on whether the playground was fenced in or not. If there was a fence around the playground, it was found that the students scattered and used every square inch of the playground. They would go as far as they could and play. But if there was no fence, it was discovered that the vast majority of the students stayed clustered near the center or near the primary activity points of the playground. The idea was that the fence that contained them actually gave them freedom, because it defined what was allowable and what wasn't. Now, it probably had a lot to do on how compliant the children were or how non-compliant they were. But specifically with those that don't want to be in trouble, there was that fear, what if I go too far? And so they played it safe. But once the fence was there, they knew how far was too far and how far was okay. And they took full advantage of all that they could do. The Bible tells us that we ought to gaze into the perfect law, to God's law, which gives freedom. And instead of thinking of it as restrictions, we ought to consider God's law, His commands, His instructions as a fence. That within the boundaries of God's Word, the things that He has set forth as appropriate, not arbitrarily, sometimes we think that, but because He created us, He knows what's best for us. If we think of all of that as a fence that gives us freedom to live life within His boundaries, we too can run in the path of God's command. We can live with freedom. The thing that typically keeps us in bondage is sin. Sin brings with it a guilt and a shame and all of the baggage of being distant from God. Just as Adam and Eve sinned, and the first thing, or one of the first groups of things that they did, was to hide from each other and to hide from God. There was a recognition that they had done something that was outside of the fence, outside of God's law, His instructions, His commands. And it affected them in their relationship with each other. It affected them in their relationship with God. And when God comes inquiring about where they're at, the rationale all of a sudden was, I hid because I was naked. Now, it wasn't that Adam was clothed or Eve was clothed prior to that, before they sinned and was walking with God. And so that's God's question. Who told you? How do you even know that term? But sin brought that shame, that embarrassment, that guilt into the relationship between each other and into the relationship with God. And this fence, this boundary of God's word, of His commands, sets us free from the fear, the guilt, the shame. When we're clothed in Christ, just as God created, sacrificed, I believe, sacrificed a lamb. We don't really think I know the skins that God used to provide clothing, but fitting within the context of all of Scripture, that seems the most likely. But just as God provided the clothing that Adam and Eve needed, He provides the clothing that we need so that we can return to freedom. The clothing that we need is found in Christ. And Jesus says, if you love me, if you're found in me, if I am found in you, then you'll obey my commands. You'll do the things I ask. And it's the old adage, in a sense, that love compels us, not by force, but by desire, to do things that commands could never get us to do. And that's the freedom that we have in God's Word. All of a sudden, we're free to do what God wants because, well, He set us free from sin, but because we want to. And we learn as we gaze into God's Word and as we study His instructions, that Jesus says, as we go and make disciples, we baptize them, but we also teach them to obey everything that Jesus commanded. Not to try to catch them in a loophole or a sin, or to say, aha, I caught you, you're out. But so they know where the fence is, the boundaries, so that they can, just as we can, run in freedom, because our heart has been set free. See, our heart, when it is set free, loves fully. And God's desire is that we love Him fully, and we love our neighbor, one another's, those around us fully. And we do that because we have the freedom to do so. A freedom in Christ that's like no other freedom you'll ever experience. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has been given to us and shown to us through Your Son Jesus, unveiled to us through the Spirit that You've given to live within us. And Father, You've given us this incredible freedom that's set forth in Your Word as we understand the fencing that You've created for our safety. Not to keep us out, but to protect us. To protect us from the evil one, to protect us from the consequences of sin, to protect us from the separation that comes when we are disobedient and we are filled with the shame and guilt that sin brings. Father, we praise you that you have broken the bondage of shame and guilt. You have provided the covering with the sacrificial Lamb of Jesus. And as we live as those clothed in Christ, we have freedom to run in your commands. Not to run from them, but to experience the joy that they bring, the contentment, the satisfaction, the freedom. That's like no other freedom that this earth could offer. To know that we are right with you, not because we're so good at it, but because you love us. And our desire is to live within those boundaries that you set. And as we gaze into your word and as we learn more and more, we discover the things that you would have us to do, the things that you would have us not to do. And when we discover those, we flee from evil and we cling to that which is good. And we live with that freedom so that we're not seen or viewed by ourselves or others as a legalistic master. But there's a freedom to live according to your word. A freedom which comes through not only the blood of Jesus, but because of the blood of Jesus, the forgiveness that it buys, the cleansing that it provides. So God, today, may we take a different look at your word and your commands and your instructions. And help us today and each day to run in freedom. Because we know that your word and the commands and instructions within it protect us. They keep us safe. And we want to do what you desire. And God, as we do that each day, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.